Today is the 9th day of February. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. Welcome back around the global campfire. I am Brian. It is fantastic to be here with you today. So I am here in the rolling hills of Tennessee, but I am also not here in the rolling hills of Tennessee. I am probably landing right around now-ish, if it's in the morning, and landing in the land of Israel, and probably pretty exhausted. But because of time traveling, it's like an 8-hour time difference, and just jet lagging the whole nine yards to try to get through all of customs and all of immigration and located down into where we'll stay and get ready for the journey of a lifetime, a pilgrimage that we will never forget here in the land of the Bible. I am doing this from the rolling hills of Tennessee to make sure that it shows up on time. So, two places at once. Different parts of the world at the same time, but glad to be here with you around the global campfire, since the global campfire is all over the world. Glad to be gathering with you today to take the next step forward in the scriptures. So in the book of Exodus, we are in the portion known as the law. The law is being given to Moses for the people to establish the regulations and the rituals and the holidays and the customs of how their society will be set up. In the book of Matthew, man, we are moving into the story of the passion of the Christ, the arrest, trial, torture, crucifixion, death, burial, resurrection of Jesus. And this is the first encounter of that this year. And so we pay close attention. And then at this point in the book of Proverbs, we're at the 8th chapter. And so this is the voice of wisdom herself calling out to us. And if there is one major shift to put in place in our lives this year, it would be that wisdom is a category, is something we truly pay attention to as a category in our lives. It can make all the difference. It can rescue us from the unthinkable. Just simply consulting wisdom. So, we're in a good place. Let's take the next step forward. Exodus chapter 29, verse 1 through 30, verse 10. The Lord said to Moses, "When you ordain Aaron and his sons to serve me as priests, choose a young bull and two rams that have nothing wrong with them. Then, from your finest flour, make 3 batches of dough without yeast. Shape some of it into larger loaves, some into smaller loaves, mixed with olive oil, and the rest into thin wafers brushed with oil. Put all of this bread in a basket and bring it when you come to sacrifice the 3 animals to me. Bring Aaron and his sons to the entrance of the sacred tent and tell them to wash themselves. Dress Aaron in the priestly shirt, the robe that goes under the sacred vest, the vest itself, the breastpiece, and the sash. Put on his turban with its narrow strip of engraved gold, and then ordain him by pouring olive oil on his head. Next, dress Aaron's sons in their special shirts, caps, and sashes. Then ordain them, because they and their descendants will always be priests. Lead the bull to the entrance of the sacred tent, where Aaron and his sons will lay their hands on its head. Kill the bull near my altar in front of the tent. Use a finger to smear some of its blood on each of the 4 corners of the altar and pour out the rest of the blood on the ground next to the altar. Then take the fat from the animal's insides, as well as the lower part of the liver and the two kidneys with their fat, and send them up as an offering to me in the smoke from the altar. But the meat, the skin, and the food still in the bull's stomach must be burned outside the camp as an offering to ask forgiveness for the sins of the priests. Bring one of the rams to Aaron and his sons and tell them to lay their hands on its head. Kill the ram and splatter its blood against all four sides of the altar. Cut up the ram, wash its insides and legs, and lay all of its parts on the altar, including the head. Then make sure that the whole animal goes up in smoke with a smell that pleases me. Bring the other ram to Aaron and his sons and tell them to lay their hands on its head. Kill the ram and place some of its blood on Aaron's right earlobe, his right thumb, and the big toe of his right foot. Do the same for each of his sons and splatter the rest of the blood against the four sides of the altar. Then take some of the blood from the altar, mix it with the oil used for ordination, and sprinkle it on Aaron and his clothes, and also on his sons and their clothes. This will show that they and their clothes have been dedicated to me. This ram is part of the ordination service, so remove its right hind leg, its fat tail, the fat on its insides, as well as the lower part of the liver and the two kidneys with their fat. Take one loaf of each kind of bread from the basket and put this bread, together with the meat, into the hands of Aaron and his sons. Then they will lift it all up to show that it is dedicated to me. After this, put the meat and bread on the altar and send them up in smoke with a smell that pleases me. You may eat the choice ribs from this second ram, but you must first lift them up to show that this meat is dedicated to me. In the future, when anyone from Israel offers the ribs and a hind leg of a ram, either to ordain a priest or to ask for my blessing, the meat belongs to me, but it may be eaten by the priests. This law will never change. After Aaron's death, his priestly clothes are to be handed down to each descendant who succeeds him as high priest, and these clothes must be worn during the 7-day ceremony of ordination. Boil the meat of the ordination ram in a sacred place. Then Aaron and his sons are to eat it together with the three kinds of bread at the entrance to the sacred tent. At their ordination, a ceremony of forgiveness was performed for them with this sacred food, and only they have the right to eat it. If any of the sacred food is left until morning, it must be completely burned. Repeat this ordination ceremony for Aaron and his sons 7 days in a row, just as I have instructed you. Each day, you must offer a bull as a sacrifice for sin and as a way of purifying the altar. In addition, you must smear the altar with olive oil to make it completely holy. Do this for 7 days, and the altar will become so holy that anyone who touches it will become holy. The Lord said, "Each day you must sacrifice 2 lambs a year old, one in the morning and one in the evening. With each lamb, offer 1 kilogram of your finest flour mixed with 1 liter of pure olive oil, and also pour out 1 liter of wine as an offering. The smell of this sacrifice on the fires of the altar will be pleasing to me. You and your descendants must always offer this sacrifice on the altar at the entrance to the sacred tent. People of Israel, I will meet and speak with you there, and my shining glory will make the place holy. Because of who I am, the tent will become sacred, and Aaron and his sons will become worthy to serve as my priests. I will live among you as your God, and you will know that I am the Lord your God, the one who rescued you from Egypt so that I could live among you. Build an altar of acacia wood where you can burn incense. Make it 45 centimeters square and 90 centimeters high, and make each of its four corners stick up like the horn of a bull. Cover it with pure gold and put a gold edging around it. Then below the edging on the opposite sides, attach two gold rings to which you can put the poles for carrying the altar. These poles are also to be made of acacia wood covered with gold. Put the altar in front of the inside curtain of the sacred tent. The chest with the place of mercy is kept behind that curtain, and I will talk with you there. From now on, when Aaron takes care of the lamps each morning and evening, he must burn sweet-smelling incense to me on the altar. Burn only the proper incense on the altar, and never use it for grain sacrifices or animal sacrifices or drink offerings. Once a year, Aaron must purify the altar by smearing on its four corners the blood of an animal sacrificed for sin, and this practice must always be followed. The altar is sacred because it is dedicated to me. Matthew 26, 14 through 46. Judas Iscariot was one of the 12 disciples. He went to the chief priests and asked, "How much will you give me if I help you arrest Jesus?" They paid Judas 30 silver coins, and from then on he started looking for a good chance to betray Jesus. On the first day of the festival of the thin bread, Jesus' disciples came to him and asked, "Where do you want us to prepare the Passover meal?" Jesus told them to go to a certain man in the city and tell him, "Our teacher says, my time has come. I want to eat the Passover meal with my disciples in your home." They did as Jesus told them and prepared the meal. When Jesus was eating with his 12 disciples that evening, he said, "One of you will surely hand me over to my enemies." The disciples were very sad, and each one said to Jesus, "Lord, you can't mean me." He answered, "One of you men who has eaten with me from this dish will betray me. The Son of Man will die, as the scriptures say, but it's going to be terrible for the one who betrays me. That man would be better off if he had never been born." Judas said, "Teacher, you surely don't mean me." "That's what you say," Jesus replied. But later, Judas did betray him. During the meal, Jesus took some bread in his hands. He blessed the bread and broke it. Then he gave it to his disciples and said, "Take this and eat it. This is my body." Jesus picked up a cup of wine and gave thanks to God. He then gave it to his disciples and said, "Take this and drink it. This is my blood, and with it God makes his agreement with you. It will be poured out so that many people will have their sins forgiven. From now on, I am not going to drink any wine until I drink new wine with you in my Father's kingdom." And they sang a hymn and went out to the Mount of Olives. Jesus said to his disciples, "During this very night, all of you will reject me. As the scriptures say, I will strike down the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered. But after I am raised to life, I will go ahead of you to Galilee." Peter spoke up, "Even if all the others reject you, I never will." Jesus replied, "I promise you, before a rooster crows tonight, you will say three times that you don't know me." But Peter said, "Even if I have to die with you, I will never say I don't know you." All the others said the same thing. Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane. When they got there, he told them, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." Jesus took along Peter and the two brothers, James and John. He was very sad and troubled, and he said to them, "I am so sad that I feel as if I am dying. Stay here and keep awake with me." Jesus walked on a little way. Then he knelt with his face to the ground and prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, don't make me suffer by drinking from this cup. But do what you want and not what I want." He came back and found his disciples sleeping. So he said to Peter, "Can't any of you stay awake with me for just 1 hour? Stay awake and pray that you won't be tested. You want to do what is right, but you are weak." Again, Jesus went to pray and said, "My Father, if there is no other way, and I must suffer, I will still do what you want." Jesus came back and found them sleeping again. They simply could not keep their eyes open. He left them and prayed the same prayer once more. Finally, Jesus returned to his disciples and said, "Are you still sleeping and resting? The time has come for the Son of Man to be handed over to sinners. Get up. Let's go. The one who will betray me is already here." Psalm 31:19-24. "You are wonderful, and while everyone watches, you store up blessings for all who honor and trust you. You are their shelter from harmful plots, and you are their protection from vicious gossip. I will praise you, Lord, for showing great kindness when I was like a city under attack. I was terrified and thought, 'They've chased me far away from you.' But you answered my prayer when I shouted for help. All who belong to the Lord, show how you love him. The Lord protects the faithful, but he severely punishes everyone who is proud. All who trust the Lord, be cheerful and strong." Proverbs 8:14-26. "I am strong, and I offer sensible advice and sound judgment. By my power, kings govern, and rulers make laws that are fair. Every honest leader rules with help from me. I love everyone who loves me, and I will be found by all who honestly search. I can make you rich and famous, important and successful. What you receive from me is more valuable than even the finest gold or the purest silver. I always do what is right, and I give great riches to everyone who loves me. From the beginning, I was with the Lord. I was there before he began to create the earth. At the very first, the Lord gave life to me. When I was born, there were no oceans or springs of water. My birth was before mountains were formed or hills were put in place. It happened long before God had made the earth or any of its fields or even the dust. Okay, so today is the 40th day of the year. So we are 40 days in. If we're looking back at, I mean, that's crazy, isn't it? But if we're looking back, we have really contextualized some of the stories that we have encountered in the Bible, and so they should be kind of making sense. So for example, we went through the story of Noah in the book of Genesis, and it rained 40 days and 40 nights, like nonstop. So just to put that into context, that would be from New Year's Day until today. Or if we think of Jesus at his baptism, being baptized by John the Baptist, and then he went into the wilderness, the Judean desert, basically to be tested, and he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights before he began public ministry. That would be like from New Year's Day until today. And then things have shaped up in the Old Testament, Genesis, and then into Exodus, to allow us like the shape and the texture of the stories that we are in. So we're in the wilderness right now in Exodus. And for the last month, we have tracked this story of how the children of Israel even came to be. So it began with this promise to Abraham. It then passed miraculously to his son of his old age, Isaac. The sons that were born to Isaac were Jacob and Esau. And then Jacob had 12 sons. And when Jacob's name was changed to Israel, we all of a sudden began to understand the term children of Israel, because that's exactly who they were. Jacob's children, Israel's children. Then we followed this story of one of those children. Joseph was one of the children, a very favored, special one to Jacob, which made Joseph's other brothers jealous and caused them to traffic Joseph into slavery, their own brother. He wound up in Egypt. He had unbelievable injustice, dire circumstances, every reason to be resentful, every reason to be depressed and anxious, every reason for every negative emotion there is. In the end, somehow, miraculously, he becomes second in command to the Egyptian pharaoh of his time. And because of that, the children of Israel, Jacob's children, Joseph's other brothers who sold him into slavery, were rescued and saved. And they ended up in Egypt, where they all remained for 430 years. Obviously not the original children of Israel. They died, but the children of Israel, this family that we are focused on, remained 430 years in Egypt, where they eventually became enslaved. But God had not forgotten the promise. He saw how they were being mistreated, and he resolved to free them from slavery and to remake them into a chosen people. And we saw that as we met Moses. Plague after plague falls on the Egyptians until the Hebrew people were ultimately set free. And not just set free, we saw the destruction of Pharaoh's army at the Red Sea. The Hebrews cross over on dry land. The Egyptian army tries to follow them to take them back, and well, they had to resettle. They had to relocate to the bottom of the sea for the rest of their existence. Now we're in the wilderness at Mount Sinai. God is giving these incredibly detailed instructions on how this new culture of holy people are going to be organized and how they're going to conduct themselves. This is reforming and remaking a completely new identity for them as a nation. And so what we are reading now will eventually be known as the law, or the Mosaic Law. So we're a month and a half into this. And if we look back, it should be clear by now that there's a lot in the Bible, and everything about us gets touched, but it's not an unapproachable book. It's not just a book of cryptic and mysterious commands and customs. Contextualized and understood properly, it is a very alive and vibrant book, because it so often, as it has already, become a mirror into our own souls and challenges us as only the scriptures can. So I am grateful, and I hope you are grateful as well for the journey that we are on. And Father, we thank you for this journey. We are deeply, deeply humbled and grateful. And as we continue forward for the next 40 days, come Holy Spirit, transform us by making us face the truth and confront what is false. Lead us into all truth. Lead us on the narrow path that leads to life. Lead us deeper into Jesus, we ask in his name. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com and the Daily Audio Bible app are home base, where to get connected and find out what's going on around here. And so it's no secret, like, we are in the land of the Bible now. And so that is what's going to be going on around here for, well, pretty much the rest of the month, as we journey throughout the land of the Bible and beyond. And so, glad for everybody to have made it. Glad for the unpacking and the getting ready. Not glad for the jet lag, but thank you for your prayers over that as we prepare. Well, tomorrow is when we will all gather for our welcome dinner on the Mediterranean coast in the ancient city of Ashdod, and prepare for the adventure of a lifetime. And it is that. And so we're looking forward to all that happens, all that will happen, all that is in store for us. And for our minds in learning, but for our hearts in opening and being challenged, and some profound life change happens in events like this. So thank you for your prayers. Appreciate it very deeply. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, do that at dailyaudiobible.com. There is a link on the homepage. If you are using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can reach out. You can hit the hotline button in the app, no matter where you are in the world, or you can dial 877-942-4253. And I've got to put my request out there, just prayer over every aspect of the adventure that we will be taking here as we lead a lot of folks that we're looking forward to meeting throughout this journey, and all of us as a community throughout this journey. It's been a couple of years since we've been able to be here, and so really, really glad to be able to be back, and really, really looking forward to seeing these places again and enjoying it. So check it out. Watch along, follow on social media. You can go to the community section of the website or the app and find all those links, and we will be definitely posting every single day all the different things. And then Jill and I will be coming for whatever this is every evening, for us, and just sharing everything that's going on. And so this has always been, like, I have always loved this. We haven't gotten to go the last couple of years, but when we do, this kind of really just cements the community experience together. It carries us the rest of the year. This really, really pulls us together. So we're looking forward to all of it, including, I believe, this Saturday, live broadcasting from the Sea of Galilee. And so look forward to that. I'll get all the deets and get them to everybody as we go along. We'll have to make some time conversions and everything, but we will be coming together. And so, like, all of the families from all of the people that are actually on the trip, and then all of us as a community who are here together, we just come together, hear from each other, share. It's beautiful. And in real time, a connection from the Sea of Galilee. So again, thank you for your prayers over all the technology. It takes a lot to do this. And well, that's it for today. I am Bryant, and I love you. And I will be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Good morning. This is Heather of Pikes Peak, Red, Texas, and it's February 4th. I'm going to lift up my sister in Denver who lost her husband 6 months ago and found the DAB. Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing her here and giving her comfort in the DAB. I pray that you continue to rain mercy and blessings upon her and comfort her, Lord. Give her peace. Give her peace in the silence, Lord. The man who lost his girl, she lost respect for him. Heavenly Father, if it is your will, you will reconcile this relationship, Lord. If that is your will, please continue to have him work on himself. That was a beautiful thing that he called in, very vulnerable and open. And I thank you for that, Lord. For the gentleman that had been in prison, I think he's been out for 5 years. He listened to the Bible for 4 years now. Brother, keep it up. Keep it up. You are a testament to everyone who is in prison, whether it's their own making or whether it's a literal prison. You are a testament. We all are testaments. So, Father God, I lift up everyone in prison. I pray for those behind bars that you would reach them, because no place is too far for them. Psalm 139, there's no place we can go that you can't get to us, Lord. So, Father God, I lift everyone up who is in prison. And I lift everyone up who is in a prison of sin, who is living free, but not free because they are living in their sin. Have them come to the end of themselves, Lord. Find them and rescue them. Reconcile with them. Let them know that they don't have to be prisoners. Let them know that they can be free. We love you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Good evening, dear Audio Bible family. It's Soaring on Eagles Wings from Canada. And Victoria from Winnipeg. My fellow Winnipegger, I heard you asking for prayer for Bridget, your sister, who started radiation for cancer on January 27th. Kathy, the encourager, your friend, had cancer 15 years ago. And she's now it's back in her lungs and has metastasized, and she's seeking treatment. So, Abba, Father, here I am again this evening hour calling out to you on behalf of these two. Victoria's sister, Kathy's friend, cancer is taking its toll on our family of dabbers all over the world in one way or another. But you are the great physician. And I pray that you would reach out and touch both these ladies, Lord. I pray that Bridget's radiation treatment will go well. There will not be any side effects, Lord. And complete healing will come through whatever else there is. And for Kathy's friend, oh God, she has metastasis in her lungs, precious Lord. Touch her today and heal her body. You can, only you can, Lord. Hear the prayers of our heart as we call out to you for these people.
Hi, this is Victoria Soldier. Just calling to pray for some of the dabbers. I've been listening and hearing all the things that's been going on. People with cancer, people with children are going through challenges, accidents, people are hurting, and people are, marriages are having challenges. And I'm just asking the Lord to touch in the mighty name of Jesus. God, you are God that is able. I just ask you to lift up, Lord. Lift up our family. Lift up our people. Oh, Father, and those who have lost their loved ones, and those who have found out, those that have lost wives, those that have lost husbands. Lord, I ask that you be with them, Father, in the name of Jesus. You heal in that hospital. You heal in that prison, Lord. You heal in that courthouse, in every situation, Lord. You have your way. Lord, you heal of the cancer. You heal of every sickness, Lord. You heal of every challenge, Lord. You heal of every decision, every direction. You even heal in the need of a job or whatever is needed, Father, of just need of strength. Father, you have your way. And Lord, we just ask you that we thank you for blessing the dabbers. We thank you for lifting them up. And we thank you, Father, for your mighty, mighty healing. And Lord, on all top of it all, give them life and favor and let your divine will be done. Then in the mighty name of Jesus and salvation to those who don't know Jesus in our families. And Lord, we'll give you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a good day, Deborah.
Hey, DAB family. This is Christy. I just have a couple prayer requests, and I'll just kind of keeping it intentionally vague. But there's just a lot going on in my life, a lot of stressors, and I'm working at advocating for myself. With my job and also with family and just my overall life, but mainly job and family. So I'm going to be sending out a scary email tomorrow. You know, timing doesn't matter when you guys get this versus, you know, when it airs versus when it happens, but I'll be sending out a email kind of just advocating for myself and expectations and salary and that kind of thing. And then just also working on just how to advocate for myself as a person with all the various relationships in my life. So just asking for your prayers. Thank you so much. Love you guys.
Shalom, shalom, Daily Audio Bible. This is Dwayne from Wisconsin. All praise and glory to our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Today is February 4th. Fearfully and wonderfully made, called in, would like us to pray for her son, Nicholas. He was admitted for behavior health issues over the holidays, and he is struggling now. He is out. He is feeling paranoid. So, Lord, we want to lift Nicholas up to you. We pray that the Holy Spirit would enter into him and guide him through this time. Be with Fearfully and Wonderfully Made, that she will have the words to speak to Nicholas. Teresa called in for son Matthew. He was in jail. He is out now, but he is just struggling with mental illness. Lord, we ask that you be with Matthew at this time. We lift him up and place him in your hands, that he would find direction in his life and get through this challenging time. Our mother called in, would like us to pray for son Patrick. He is living on his own, but he is struggling to make friends. She is praying that he will attend church. So Lord, we want to lift up Patrick to you. We ask that Christian men that are around him would befriend him, take him, and just help him to be a Christian man. So, Lord, we ask that you be with this gentleman, Patrick. And Micah called in and would like us to pray for his child support case that he has going on. His son is 19 and all the legal issues that go on with that. So, Lord, we want to bless Micah and lift him up to you and pray that his son not only would get to know you, but that their relationship would grow and be strengthened during this time. So we lift this up to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless. And remember, the same Lord and Savior that saved us is the same Lord and the Savior that can save our children.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible. This is New Eyes in Chattanooga, Tennessee. And I just wanted to lift up our friend Sparky this morning. Heavenly Father, we just come to you for our brother in Christ, and Lord, we know that you know Sparky, and you know what his identity is in you, what his true self is when reflecting your glory. And God, I just ask that you would come and sit with Sparky and remind him that he has nothing to be ashamed of, that there is no condemnation, and nothing on heaven or earth can separate him from you and your love for him. Lord, we just come to you and lift him up in this knowledge that you are forever pursuing Sparky, that you want to be in perfect relationship with him, that you see him, you see his success, you see his failures, and you love him 100%. That he is seen by you, he's known by you, no matter what his choices have been. Lord, I ask that you come and fill him with that knowledge, that the Holy Spirit would rise inside of him with confidence, would exude confidence in him to take small steps to change his life. And whatever that might mean between him and his wife, we just bless it in your name. But Lord, we know that your will be done in Sparky's life, that he has a destiny and a calling, and he is a blessing to those around him.